Commuter trains could begin running on new high-speed rail tracks in western Massachusetts with stops in Springfield, Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield as soon as the spring of 2017. That was the prediction this week from the state's top transportation official. Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollack said MassDOT will develop a memorandum of understanding with the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission for a demonstration project on the Knowledge Corridor rail line.
What we would see is a pilot service. We would want to try it for a couple of years, long enough to let the ridership build, but make a commitment that we're going to pilot it, see if it works, and measure success.
The idea would be to run 2 to 3 trains a day during peak commuting hours to collect data on ridership, ticket revenue, and other information to determine if the trains should be made permanent and perhaps more frequent.
When we launch new pilots, which I'm very much committed to doing, we just need to get it all done in advance. What do we think the ridership would look like? How long do we think it will take us to get there? What do we expect the subsidy per passenger to be so that we can monitor it and make sure we're on track?
Pollack says she believed the commuter rail service could begin as soon as next spring.
I don't want to downplay that there's significant issues to be resolved, but the idea makes sense.
The Pioneer Valley Planning Commission has estimated the operating subsidies for commuter rail service between Springfield and Greenfield at $2 million to $3 million a year. There would be an additional cost, perhaps as much as $15 million, to rejuvenate surplus locomotives and coaches from the MBTA to use for the pilot program. Planning Commission Executive Director Tim Brennan said if local communities served by the new trains are willing to cover the operating costs, he believes the state should pay to refurbish the rail cars.
Part of our argument is we really paid for that equipment because we have a 1 cent sales tax that we've been paying that's dedicated to the T.
Rail advocates, local planners, and elected officials in the Pioneer Valley have long sought more passenger rail service in the region. The proposal for a pilot commuter rail service came together after a $125 million upgrade to the Knowledge Corridor rail line was completed in 2014. The line is currently served by just one north-south train a day, the Amtrak Vermonter. Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz said he's confident that a pilot commuter rail service, if it happens, will be a success.
And we're seeing, 70% increase in ridership on Amtrak. That's real. So, if you build it, people will use it.
Passenger rail service returned to Holyoke for the first time in 50 years last fall when a new $4 million rail platform opened downtown. Mayor Alex Moore said more trains stopping in his city will provide an economic lift.
People want to be around modes of transportation, and the more people we can get to ride this this route, the more likely we are to continue to attract private investment and people coming back to our communities.
Additional trains would also benefit Springfield's Union Station, which is undergoing an $88 million restoration and is scheduled to open at the end of this year as a regional intermodal transportation hub. Connecticut is planning to add 12 trips a day between Springfield and New Haven beginning in 2018 after track improvements are completed. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.